Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Beyond the sticking points regarding some of the issues of the day, what you need to know, maybe some thoughts from you and our corner of the world as well, 888-302-3684. Always the invitation is open for you to participate with us on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is over there. He sounds like this.
Good morning.
Yes, just he does. Like that. Just like that. I sound like this, Doug Steffen. And you sound like you do, and so we're all ready for another slam on the day. Last day of March, March 31st. What are the things going on? The discussion about what happened at Fort Meade yesterday. Gunfire, boom, 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 boom. Two men in a car dressed as women. Why? One of them dies. Police open fire outside of this big military post. The NSA, the spy agency. So what in the world would prompt somebody? Let's see, the fellow who survived is Kevin Fleming, age 20, of Baltimore. According to sources, he and another man were in a stolen car. They encountered the police at the NSA. Shortly before 9 yesterday morning, a vehicle with two people attempted an unauthorized entry at the agency, said the statement that was released yesterday afternoon. Driver failed to obey the police. So, blam, blam, blam. They shot. The two inside the car were dressed as women. I'm kind of stopping on that one. Information indicates the two men were partying at an area hotel with another individual. They left the party, took a car without permission, and ended up at the NSA. Good God. The three participating in the party drove to a hotel where they continued to party. The fellow, they were all apparently dressed as women. One guy wakes up by himself. The other two are gone. They took his car and they headed for the NSA. I think there is more investigation needed here.
I think so.
Thinking that there are a lot of people who are going to make a whole lot out of this. The terrorists have come dressed as women.
That's not likely.
I think they had maybe been... Is this the same place where the NSA... I'm sorry, where the Secret Service had their party a couple of weeks ago?
I don't think so.
No. Incident has been contained and under investigation. The FBI said they don't believe the incident is related to terrorism. Really? It's related to a drunken drug fest. That's what it is. Not everything that happens here is a terrorist attack. We have become so conditioned to think that was with the explosion in the building last week in New York City. Oh, my God. It's a terrorist attack. Remember last Thursday that building blew up and burned to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Or there was a fire that was started because somebody fiddled with the gas, didn't want to pay the gas bill, so they sort of directed the gas line around the meter and didn't do a very good job of setting it up, especially when you know that this is in the kitchen of a restaurant, right? That's where the gas line was, I think, in the kitchen of a restaurant where there's lots of heat, lots of fire, flames, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Kaboom! So that fire and the explosion sets the rest of the building on fire, and you know the rest of the story. But the first thing you heard from everybody, it's terrorism! It wasn't terrorism at all. But that's where we go. Every single time, that's where we go.
And that's what the way the news media pumped this as soon as it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was without anything. It was, unknown explosion in New York. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. What are we going to do about the news media? What do we as citizens think we ought to do is the way. It's not like you, well, I guess it is. It's like any other business. If you stop using it, then they'll go out of business. So why do we do, what is there about our mental condition that makes us want to find out and then and want to know the worst about a given situation? It could be. It's kind of like the deadline for this Iranian nuclear negotiation. Who set April 1st as the deadline? That's the headline. Deadline nears for negotiations to conclude. Deadline for what?
And it's not even the real deadline.
Well, why is there a deadline?
That's a good question.
Who set the deadline? What kind of foolishness is that? Deadline for negotiations. I want to know who set the March 31st deadline. Sounds pretty arbitrary to me. Don't you want to keep these people at the table as long as you can to make sure that whatever is done, whatever you get out of it, is something that's good for all the parties, especially for the people who want to be protected from this?
And it's something as important as this. Do you really want do you want to come to some agreement that gets hammered out quickly before the clock strikes 12?
Tuesday is the deadline for the two sides to finalize a framework for a final accord, which negotiators hope to complete by the end of June. Who set the deadline? The same person who put the bop in the bop she bop she bop? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made the world safer for us because he said March 31st was the day we better have some kind of an agreement. Now, Kenny doesn't know the reason, nor do I. If you know the reason, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, let me help you to a place as you stand in front of the mirror listening to this program, perhaps on your device. Instead of there being a radio in your bathroom, you have an iPhone. And it's tuned to one of the many ways you can get this program. TuneIn Radio is a popular. You can sort of visualize that, Kenny, right? Somebody standing in front of the mirror in the bathroom, putting on the makeup, brushing one's teeth, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. All kinds of ways of getting this program. DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. TuneIn Radio app, Stitcher app, and they're all over the place. And that's what people listen. They find a radio station on one of those. If they can't find a radio station, actually, or even a radio in their house, then that's where they go. So if you're listening now as you're getting prepared for the day and you're looking in the mirror, that was a long way around the barn to get to this, wasn't it? I just wanted to explain how many different ways there were to get the program. Bags, puffiness under your eyes. You want to get something that works? You'll love how Genucel helps reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes. It is absolutely perfection when you see how easy. I put this under my eyes when I'm going to out after I've had a short night. Last night was a relatively short night. So the water collects under your eyes. That's where the puffiness and the bags come from. You got lines around your eyes? Don't want to cover it up with layers of makeup? Call 800-543-9262. I think I make a pretty compelling argument, frankly, if I do say so myself, for getting Genucel to go to work for you. And it works almost instantly, 12 hours, and you'll see a change. 800-543-9262. And now when you order, you'll get double the amount of Genucel. So how about we work on it right now while we're thinking about it, right? We being the collective you. 800-543-9262. An intensive treatment for bags and puffiness. It's a stimulation for the cells around your eyes, the skin, to grow new cells. That's also a part of this. Minimizing crow's feet, all that good stuff. So don't wait. 800-543-9262.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And the last number 3030.
Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Indiana is the crossroads of America. Home to the Indianapolis Colts, the Indy 500, the world-class cities of Indianapolis and Bloomington, and that Hoosier hospitality that makes everyone welcome, especially bigots. Whether you're a family of bigots, a couple of bigots, or just an individual bigot, you can explore Indiana Dunes State Park, tour the covered bridges of Park County, and shame and humiliate people who are different from you to your heart's content. Indiana, it's a great place to be a bigot. Paid for by the Indiana Board of Terrible People.
All right, so...
Wow.
I'd say that makes the point. The mayor of Indianapolis says that the city of Indianapolis welcomes all. The confounding confusion around the Religious Freedom Bill, this new, what is it called, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, quickly ricocheting to the top of internet chatter, focus of tweets, posts from a range of private and public figures. Have we got anything cooking? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day on this, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, lots of comments. Martha says, the next time someone tells you they don't vote because politicians are all alike, just remind them what happened this week in Indiana and then vote.
George Takei posting. George is from Star Trek, gay individual. Join me to boycott Indiana, show Governor Pence we won't stand for bigotry in the name of religion. Is that what this is? Bigotry in the name of religion. A number
sure
of Republican presidential candidates have taken the side of Governor Pence. The folks that are right of center have come on board. I thought it was interesting. Jeb Bush said he supported it. That's not pandering. I don't know what is. All right, what other comments have you got, Kenny?
Stephen said, this law is un-American, period.
Tim Cook, who runs Apple, said Apple is open for everyone. We're deeply disappointed in the new law calling on the governor of Arkansas to veto a similar bill there. So what say you on this? Comments? Help yourself any way you'd like to be in touch with us. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, 888-302-DOUG, or Facebook.com, or Twitter at Good Day.
This this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, we'll have a whopper. Get me to the church on time.
Donnie Wahlberg
married
Jenny McCarthy over the weekend, and people were wondering why the ceremony was going on. How come Mark Wahlberg, Donnie's brother, wasn't there? And so the question has been asked whether or not there was any hostility. Is there falling out? What's the problem here? And Donnie said, there is no problem on either end. Apparently, Donnie asked his brother to come to the wedding, but Mark said he wasn't going to come because it's his daughter's birthday. And then Donnie said when asked, I didn't go to Mark's wedding. It wasn't personal. I was working. So there's no problem. Those of you who are worried, you can sleep, rest easily now. Donnie Wahlberg and Mark are getting along just fine. Thank you.
What a relief.
God, that's great, isn't it, huh? All right, so let's have some focus on the important things like the monologues from last night's late night shows. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and the new host of Late CBS, Mr. Corden. All right, first Conan.
The Final Four is headed to Indiana, you all know that, where the state just passed a law that discriminates against gay people. Yeah. Just wait until Indiana finds out all those players shower together. Yeah. No, but people are upset. The anti-gay law is so bad, it could affect the tournament. It could affect the tournament, yeah. Yeah, at the games, the vendors are going to make you explain exactly what you plan to do with that foam finger. So...
there are reports that President Obama and his family may move to New York City after his term is over. Unfortunately, the city's so expensive, he's looking for another ex-president to be roommates with.
I saw your post on Craigslist. I was searching for something else, but... That's right. President Obama and his family may move to New York City after his term is over. Apparently, they chose New York because they've gotten so used to people trying to break into their house. So they go, this is... we're used to it. Makes us sleep better. The White House confirmed that President Obama will meet with Pope Francis during his visit in September. Some experts are wondering if they'll discuss their disagreement over contraception. Then Joe Biden was like, I didn't even know they were dating.
That's right. The president will meet with Pope Francis at the White House in September. The two will meet for about an hour or so. Then the Pope will spend the rest of the day hearing confessions from Secret Service agents. Speaking of, speaking of the Secret Service, they're still dealing with the fallout from that reported crash outside of the White House. You know that crash? Their director, Joseph Clancy, said the agency will now store its video footage for a week after you reveal that normally they get deleted after 72 hours. Seriously, he sounds less like the head of Secret Service, more like a deli owner on Law and Order. He's like, look, I don't know if we still got the tapes. We reuse them every other day, but welcome to take a look, but I got customers. I guess you hear this, a Republican presidential candidate, Ted Cruz, said recently that he plans to attract young voters with his humor and jokes. That's interesting. Let's take a look at one of those jokes.
The man was stopped after he climbed the fence at the White House. Yeah, the Secret Service stopped him. They said, I'm sorry, Mr. President, you have two more years left on your term. That one actually came from Jimmy Fallon.
During a speech on Friday, Senator Ted Cruz said that if you walk up to someone and say Joe Biden, the person will crack up laughing, which is the same reaction you get if you say President Ted Cruz.
So Ted's getting it in the neck, as perhaps, well, he deserves to be getting in the neck one way or the other. I just don't see him. Has he done a good job as a senator from Texas? I didn't even know that. He's made a lot of noise. He made sure everybody knew who he was, for sure. Where does he weigh in on this? I think he was the one of the ones that weighed in with a statement that favors the new law in Indiana. So what does that tell you? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, is the brainy Ted Cruz a real contender for the GOP nomination, or just too far-right and nasty to ever win?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
I have a happy dance coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Senator Ted Cruz can memorize a half-hour speech running for president, but is he so un-Reagan-esque, not friendly, not experienced, can't unite the party, so that he really can't contend for the nomination of presidency?
You know, the liberal, arrogant condescension of he'll take America back to the 50s or the 1850s is so out of bounds. I've known him very well for the last 14 years. He's a cheery conservative. He actually means what he says. I think he's credible to be a nominee. It depends on what the more Main Street Republicans, I'm thinking of Governor Scott Walker from Wisconsin and, of course, former Governor Jeb Bush, end up doing.
You know, I'm not here to debate Ted Cruz's intelligence or his personality. Unlike Reagan, he's got some really sharp elbows, and he's made a lot of enemies in Congress, but that probably has very little to do with how he'll fare in the presidential race. I read this as Ted Cruz trying to corner the market on the kind of Christian right, kind of hard right in the Republican primaries. You have a bunch of other people who are claimants for that. I think what he's trying to do is get out of the box and make sure that he is the alternative to whatever establishment candidate might emerge.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The makings of a good day, Tuesday, last day of a wickedly wild March, weather-wise, wickedly wild February, wickedly wild January. What is the old expression, springtime or April, in like a, what is it, winter goes out like a lion and in like a lamb or something?
Yeah, that apply one way here? Or the other for March.
Yeah, all right, one way or another, we got it. 888-302-3684. So the two largest conversational items thus far in this hour of the program, one of them has to do with the deadline for Iran's nuclear program, because supposedly today is the deadline. But I want to know who set the deadline. Why is today the deadline for anything? Damien has some thoughts on that in Tucson. Go ahead, Damien. You're on Good Day. Hi.
How you doing, Doug?
I'm well. You?
Good. I usually catch your show by about 5 a.m. on my way to work if I got to Phoenix in the mornings. But today I actually catch the start of your show. So.
All right. Good for you. So what do you think or know about the artificial deadline that's been set up here? Why? What's so special about today?
It's always artificial. In the art of negotiation, I've been in sales for a number of years. You always want to set some sort of a sense of urgency, and by that, anybody who's in negotiation in this particular situation will have a deadline. If it's artificial or real, and then they build a leverage based on a deadline. Because the whole point of it is making a decision, and a lot of people can't make decisions.
Well, so you see that in politics every day. So maybe, yeah, we're just saying makes sense. Would you do that in business? The suggestion is, okay, by April 1st, we got to have an order for this machinery that's going into this plant.
Yes.
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. All right, yeah, makes it. The only thing that I'm questioning is why now? Make a deadline April 15. What was the reason for it being March 31st? And I'm listening to you, and you're suggesting that it was sort of arbitrary. Just somebody said, okay, let's get it done by March 31st, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Have a great day at work. Good to hear from you. Brian at 888-302-3684 on the other item that seems to be capturing a lot of people's attention, and that is the Indiana Liberty. Yeah. Are they tolerant? Yeah. What's free? What isn't? Go ahead.
No. Okay. Let's cut through the hooey, okay, here? 20 other states have a similar law. They're virtually all based on a 1993 federal law of the same name, basically, RF, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, signed into law by Bill Clinton.
And so?
It doesn't have anything to do with gays, straights, purple people eaters, aliens from outer space, Elvis impersonators, Klingon warships decloaking in the atmosphere, or anything else. It's got nothing to do with it.
What does it have? Why are you so angry about this?
Because it's a bunch of, because the whole issue is a bunch of contrived hooey.
Really?
By a bunch of left-wing pressure groups, probably paid for by George Soros or some other
commie
MF.
Right. This is a communist plot. Okay, well, I am in the radio business, and I know and respect a fellow who runs a company called Amos that's headquartered in Indianapolis, has been there. He lived there all his life. He has been someone who is not political, either side. I don't know which side of the spectrum he's on. I know that he and his he and his company have decried the law suggesting that it doesn't do I don't know what it does do, but what it doesn't do is make people feel comfortable that things are A-okay and up straight in Indiana. Why would the mayor of Indianapolis say he didn't support this? I don't disagree with you, too, by the way, that there is a law on the books in a number of other states. I don't know that that makes it right, necessarily, does it?
I now live in Arkansas.
Arkansas is they're about to enact the same law there, I think.
Yeah,
they?
I now live in Arkansas, and I was going crazy in Connecticut because of the absolute corrosive political atmosphere there. Yeah,
well, that's only because they don't agree with you. It's corrosive because the mainstay is left of center, and they elect people like Senator Blumenthal, who really isn't a great, there's nothing great about him, nor his activity or his actions, but they seem to, as Massachusetts does, and Rhode Island to a certain extent, and other states in New England and the Northeast, tend to lean to the left, whereas places that you seem to be more comfortable in are to the right.
Doug, I know somebody in Connecticut right now who's been a lifelong resident of Connecticut, and they're thinking about moving down here. She's a retired person, and they think about, and she and her son are thinking about buying some rural property down here, maybe in Tennessee or Arkansas, because they can't stand it there.
I get that, sir. I can hear the anger in your voice. I get it. I understand that a lot of people don't like it, and that's what makes America so great. You can choose to pick up and move. If you don't like it where you are, you pick up and move. Arkansas may be just the right place for you because this law is A-okay with you. It's not A-okay with other people. I'm not saying that the merits of it one way or another are good, bad, or indifferent. It's just that we differ. We have different points of view on things in this country, and that's what makes this a healthy place to live. Is it as healthy as it used to be? No, it's not as healthy as it used to be because there are more people who want to stop you and me from having conversations like this because they think their rule or their idea is absolute and nobody can disagree. And I dare say that you might think that on some things as well. And that's okay. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. But it doesn't foster a good, healthy conversation or understanding. And I guess in this instance, lesbians and gays and bisexual and transgender people, I think we've gone overboard in some circumstances, and I'm going to measure my words carefully here, because I don't want somebody throwing mud at me. But I think there comes a point when you stop with all of this, and I'm not sure that this is the place to stop. I just think, and I'm not even sure that this particular group is a group that gets more than it's entitled to, but there are groups, minority groups, that do get more than they're entitled to, in my estimation, because they make a lot of noise. And we all know that the grease goes on the wheel that makes the most noise.
Well, so that's exactly true.
I would suggest you don't get so upset about it, because I don't want you to have a heart attack.
I'm not upset about it.
All right. But you're in the good place because you're in Arkansas. And so I get your point, and thank you for sharing. Brian on Good Day at 19 minutes before the hour. Up next, we have a discussion of what's going on with Iraq and the ISIS push. And is there more to this in the news media than meets the ear? We'll find out. What are you afraid of? What should we be afraid of when it comes to the ISIS overwhelming occupation of certain parts of the Middle East? Next year on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud production supporter of Ken Burns Presents Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman, a vivid account of how far we've come in the fight against cancer. Dr. Luis De Janeiro, President and CEO of LLS, the world's largest voluntary health organization dedicated to blood cancer cures.
We're especially gratified that this documentary showcases treatment advances pioneered by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, such as groundbreaking work in targeted therapies for certain forms of leukemia. Each day, new treatments are extending patients' lives, not by days or weeks, but by decades, with survival rates doubling, tripling, and even quadrupling for some patients since the early 1960s. We can't prevent or screen for most blood cancers, so until there is a cure, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society will continue to fund promising research from bench to bedside.
The film airs on PBS stations nationwide from March 30th through April 1st. To learn more, visit lls.org.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler, and now Ivan Elin joins us, the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency. He's also a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, been director of defense policy studies at the Cato Institute, spent 15 years on Capitol Hill working for Congress on national security issues. He wrote in the Huffington Post this week, quote, "Unfortunately, in the 24/7, 365 media age, fear-mongering has never been easier. The around-the-clock cable news coverage of an extremely rare event, for example, a co-pilot's alleged mass murder of passengers aboard one of 40 million flights worldwide annually is a case in point. But the cynical use of fear happens with more mundane things as well. For example, in advertisements for mouthwash and filtered water, to stay alive, all of these millennia, the human race became susceptible to fear baiting, even when the fear is quite irrational. He goes on, after the radical Islamic State group lopped off some American heads on video, public has increased its support for U.S. military intervention. The administration went back to Iraq to help battle what is more of a threat to the Middle East than it is to the U.S. And Republican candidates, even Rand Paul, have become more hawkish. Yet at the same time, foreign policy experts have seemed to land in the camp of more U.S. restraint overseas. Okay, so, Ivan, in terms of what we ought to be doing in Iraq or in the Middle East with ISIS, are you suggesting that we ought not to be concerned?
Well, I think anytime you have a group this brutal, you have to be concerned. But a group of equal brutality is Boko Haram in Nigeria, and it gets a lot less press because it's not in oil-bearing lands, and that's just the bottom line on that. But the question is it a threat to the U.S.? Now, you might have a lone wolf coming back, but lone wolves can do a lot less destruction than groups like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, who have networks and, a lot of resources and can have bomb-making capability that exceeds ISIS. ISIS is more of a ground army. They want to – their principal ISIS is a classic example of the failure of U.S. policy because it was a regional threat, and then they found that by lopping a couple Americans' heads off that they could get the attention of the superpower. Well, what does that do? When you provoke, and terrorists and guerrillas often try to do this, they try to provoke the stronger party, and you can't get stronger than America and superpower. And they do it on purpose to get publicity for their cause, because all terrorists want publicity. And so you give them more money, more recruits, et cetera. And that's a lot of these groups, and I agreed with Fareed Zakaria when he said this on the show. Someone has said it in the media. You know, most of these Islamist groups are regional threats. The U.S. goes in, as it did in Yemen, and it becomes a threat to the U.S. because we've gone in there and gotten involved in the conflict. And you can demonstrate that in Yemen because the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was an affiliate of Iraq, the main Al-Qaeda group, but it wasn't really attacking the U.S. Well, after the U.S. ramped up its activities in Yemen, of course, we had those couple incidents where we had the underwear bomber and we had one bomb that was in computer equipment or whatever, and so we made a new enemy. We did the same thing in Pakistan with the Pakistani Taliban.
Well, I think that there's something to what you're saying in terms of how we stir the pot after the fact sometimes and create more of a problem than there is. But I'm not sure in this circumstance with ISIS and the way they've expanded that there isn't some danger beyond just the immediate area where they are, whether they seem to target the United States. I think what you're saying is they only targeted us after we got involved. If you go back to the very beginning.
The beheadings occurred after we were already involved.
Mm-hmm. You go back to the beginning of all of this.
Well, the other thing is, I think ISIS can be solved by simply partitioning Iraq, which has already occurred via the war. Unfortunately, the United States didn't help the parties negotiate a soft partition before it left, but now we're faced with the partition by war. Well, okay, then let's take advantage of that. The reason that that ISIS gets so much support in Sunni areas is because they fear the Shiite governments of Syria and Iraq. And if you, in the case of Iraq, if you decentralize Iraac and make the central government weaker, if you even chop it into three parts, the people would no longer fear the central government and try to take it over so that they can defend themselves and oppress other groups.
Well, one of the things that
rule themselves, I think the Sunnis would probably kick out ISIS as they did with Al Qaeda in Iraq, because the group is just so brutal. I mean, they're great at taking over territory. They're really lousy at running it because they just, they're just nasty. And you can't run
they're just looking for control and power. One of the things that's interesting, historically speaking, which you touch on here, Iraq didn't exist as a state until recently. The Europeans, as they usually have done, going into various parts of the world, Africa, Asia, chopping things up for their own convenience, not paying attention to the tribalness. And that's really what Iraq is. It's a country of three tribes. And it ought to go back to where it was before. I agree with you. 51 after Ivan Elin here on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Past the hour now on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with a focus on electronics, technology, what the big companies are doing, that sort of thing. Bringing you up today with some of the stories that are not covered by Shelley Palmer's sweep today. Shelley will talk with you about how to make your social media sites more secure and less vulnerable to hacking. That's important information, and we'll have it for you next here on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait. Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, just about every week a popular website or two gets hacked and leaves you vulnerable. Making your social media accounts more secure is relatively quick and easy. Here's what you should do. First, enable two-step verification on every site you can. Two-step verification adds another layer of protection to your account by making you enter a new code from your phone every time you log in. Next, disconnect third-party apps. You'd be surprised how many sites you've given access to your Facebook or Twitter accounts. Most are perfectly harmless, but the
The more you have, the more likely it is that one will get hacked and leave your account vulnerable. Be smart about what you click on. If a Facebook friend sends you a message with a suspicious link, don't click on it. Clicking an unknown link is a really bad idea. Finally, add a passcode or password to your device. Even a simple code adds another layer of security and makes it tougher to mess with your accounts. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top up with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Other technology news today. We have a story running at DougStephan.com about shaking up the streaming music industry, which won't make Spotify very happy. Apple releasing their own subscription-based service later on this year. Last May, they acquired headphone company Beats for $3 billion. Whew. And the two are working together on the latest venture, which will not only include subscription, but also an enhanced iTunes radio that will be tailored to listeners in regional markets. So you want to find your own radio station someplace else in the country. That's kind of like what TuneIn is, though, isn't it, Kenny? It sounds like TuneIn to me, without the speakers, without the headsets.
More like Pandora.
Pandora, okay. The service is only one part of an overhaul of their music app. Let's see, the company is looking to fellow that is with Nine Inch Nails named Trent Reznor to play a major role. What's he going to do? What's his deal?
He's been a big proponent of music quality and a lot of the stuff that's out there. The MP3s compress the sound down so that you lose
good.
A lot.
Right? Isn't there a country singer that was big into that too? Neil Young, that's right, too. Okay. All right, not to be outdone, Spotify news today. PlayStation Music and Spotify and Sony are collaborating, and now the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 consoles will give gamers a free music streaming service that can run in the background during the games. Hello. Why do we need that?
Well, it'd be just like if you were playing a game and you had the radio on.
Really? Okay. All right, so you could be listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program while you were blowing up people in one of those military video games, right? That's something that's better, Kabam, boom, blum. All right, so there it is, an overview of technology in a manner of speaking. Doug and Ken at 50.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.